on the Triple M app and on your radio. This is the Rush Hour, JB and Billy.
Kicks it across the face. Sandilands there to try and keep it in play. He does keep it in play. Crozier gathered it from the boundary. Snapped it through for a six-pointer.
Oh, we love this young man, Bill. A, because he's quality, as in a good young fella. But B, he takes massive, great big hangers.
We love that.
Oh, man. Hayden Crozier joins us now. Welcome to you, H.
Thanks, mate. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
We love that, Croz, as Jim said there. And you've always taken them, mate. I'm just having a look back here in the old Roeville days. Geez, you took some hangers there.
Oh, well, that's the only reason I got drafted. That's what everyone says. So, yeah, back in the junior days, obviously didn't mind going up for a couple of marks. But I've always been in a situation where I've dropped more than I've taken. So hopefully I can keep taking on and holding on to a few of them. That'd be nice.
Well, you were lucky enough. Just I don't know whether it was last year or the year before. I took that massive one. It was against Collingwood, H.
Yep.
Yeah, it's good commentary by you, Jamie.
Well, I was about to say, A, you want to be able to take a grab that big, but yeah. B, you want someone behind the microphone that can really do it justice.
High and wide. Oh, Crozier! Big, big climb. We saw a lot of this from him as a junior. That's a wonderful big hitch and grab.
Now, Bill.
Hitch and grab.
That's how you call it properly, Bill.
There's no doubt about that. I reckon it was fantastic too. But didn't it get you in trouble over in Frio trying to take a hang?
Yeah, it was a little bit different with my role. Obviously, at the time coming through as a youngster, you know, we had a lot of established players, especially in the forward line. One of the younger boys coming through, and obviously Pav was the main target down there. So it was basically get to his feet and try to crumb the balls, and hopefully it doesn't drop too many. But yeah, there was a few times where I went out where I got a little bit of a spray, but it's all good.
But you see, it's not just that one recently. We're having a bit of fun, but it was a great mark. But you've done it the whole way through. The Roeville you talked about, Bill, but also a huge one, I think, in the state series over, I don't know who it was, for WA in the square. So it's obviously something you've had in your game, H, all the way through.
Yeah, well, I think with my body type, it's probably, you know, always coming through. I was one of the skinnier kids, so I tried to sort of sit off and not engage in a lot of body contact. So it was probably something that came a little bit natural to me. And I got an older brother who's always a little bit bigger than me, and a lot of neighbours that I grew up with. So we'd always just sort of have a bit of fun in the street and try to take hangers on each other. So
that were the days. Vic Metro, that was, junior boy. That were the days. I remember that. Remember at school, you play at lunchtime and all you do is kick to kick and you just try and take hangers on blokes.
That's it. Just stand off, mate. Run and jump.
Stand off. And there'd be always some little fat kid or not fat kid.
Oh, thank you, Bill.
Well, there was. And he was a dummy because he'd just stand there and you just jump on him every time.
No comment, mate. No comment.
Hey, tell us about your role. We were just talking about it off air. You now look to be that distributing halfback, you know, get yourself in a bit of space. Obviously, like the way you use the ball.
Yeah, it's, obviously, at the start of my career, I was more of a forward. But, yeah, I've really enjoyed the challenge of playing in defence every week. And something that I sort of pride myself on is sort of the ability to play on small, medium, or even a little bit bigger opponents. So, just trying to back myself in every game. And, I've thoroughly enjoyed being at the Dogs so far.
How's it going at training? It'd be good this week, I reckon, a bit of contact finally. So, because I think before you only had your group of seven or eight, and that's all you saw for the whole week.
Yeah, all the boys were pretty up and about on Monday. It was always good to get back. Obviously, it's been a tough situation for a lot of people, and obviously footy players are no different. But yeah, it was just great to be around everyone again. And obviously, it was good at first just to be around more than one other training partner, which was always good. And sort of getting back into that routine of being at the club and but thoroughly enjoyed being with all the boys, and obviously the band is coming back now, which is good, and the boys are there.
What about some of the hairdos? I mean, you've always been a bit weird out there, Bailey Smith, etc. But there's been he's had challenges recently.
Yeah, there's a few of the young boys coming through. It probably wouldn't have happened when I was coming through. I reckon I would have gotten a bit of strife. So I don't think Rossi Boy would have liked me coming in with a big mullet. I wouldn't have got away with that. But no, you know, someone like Bailey Smith, he can get away with it. He's obviously playing really good footy, and the fans love his mullet, so that's always good. And a couple of the boys have dyed their hair, which has got mixed reactions, but they like it, so be it.
Caleb Daniel, one of them, little without the helmet, and he's got these blonde locks now, which would probably help him. Hey, I'm going to come back. We'll have a little break, Haydos. I want to ask you about the bonking ban. And
thank you, Bill.
Well, I'd just like to know who would police that, Jim. And your new captain.
Hayden Crozier from the Western Bulldogs joins us.
69 games at Fremantle and now with a doggy signed a nice 3-year contract. Well done there. That's always nice. Haydos, to get a nice deal.
Thank you, mate. Appreciate it. Yeah, it was always good to get something locked in. I was sort of going back and forth a little bit with them, and we just wanted to get something locked in. And really happy that I was able to commit to a great club.
What about the new captain? Of course, the Bont. How's he going? He's only young.
He's very young. I think people forget actually how young he is. But no, he's going really, really well. The thing about Bont is he's probably one of the most professional guys I've seen in my time. And he's come back from the break in ripping nick. And he's obviously looking to build upon what's been a pretty fantastic career so far.
H, just get back to the 3-year deal. A lot of talk about people that have recently signed longer term deals. Now that we've got this uncertain financial COVID virus time, and they're even talking potentially about the salary cap marching back. What do you know about how, you know, committed footballers who have signed a deal are to receiving all of that money?
I'm actually not too sure, to be honest with you. That's a great question. It was obviously good timing for myself to get in when I did. Obviously, no one expected something like this to happen. I'm not too sure whether they're going to restructure deals or, all I know is so far that I'm locked in for another 3 years after this one. So that's pretty much as I know at the moment.
Oh, yeah, it'd be interesting times, as you say, Jimmy. Now, the bonking ban for the young single blokes. Are you attached, Haydos?
No, I'm single, yeah.
Oh, here we go.
No.
So who polices it from the club, or how do you go about it? Who actually talks to you about the bonking ban?
Oh, well, we've obviously gone through with the AFL about what the rules are, and everyone's obviously going to abide by that. I think the thing with us is now we're just at a stage where we just want to play footy, and we want to do everything we can to be able to do that every week. And I don't want to give you a generic answer, Bill, but that's basically where it's at the moment. Everyone just wants to get back and play. So we just want to do whatever we can to get the games up and going again, because obviously the fans want to see the games.
Good answer. Very good.
Nice and safe.
You get off Tinder?
Mate, never on it, mate.
Just having a look at your draw, Saints, GWS, Swans, and then you take on the powerhouse, of course, that is North Melbourne. But you need to be better, because we were there at that first up effort and it wasn't anywhere near what we expected to see from the Dogs.
No, it wasn't. Obviously, it's stung a little bit, especially going away on this break after that performance. And we felt like we had a really strong pre-season, and even with our pre-season games, we played pretty well the first one up against North, and we had our chances against Port. We just didn't use the ball well. So we're obviously very confident going to round one, and it was something that we really, really embarrassed about, really. And we're obviously looking to improve. We're going to be reviewing that over the next couple of weeks leading into round two. And obviously, as I said before, the boys are speaking after that one, and they've gone away on their break and really applied themselves as best as they can. And guys have come back in really, really good shape. So that's obviously as good as we can get at the moment. So we're hoping that we can obviously improve on round one's performance.
All right. I've got a text here from H. Bill.
He says,
Jim, just as you let this interview go, can you just play that grab for me one more time? I just want to
have
hear
a listen.
How well. So have a listen.
High and wide. Oh, Crozier! Big, big climb. We saw a lot of this from him as a junior. That's a wonderful big hitch and grab.
There you go, H.
Hitch and grab. What is that?
That's very good. I like that.
That's it, Bill. Right. Just leave it at that. You don't need to say any more. Well done, H.
Well done, H.
Great chatting to you, mate.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me.
On your champ.